January 5th, 2015. I'm calling to order the public hearing on the proposed zoning and subdivision and land development ordinances. Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Here.
Dr. Wallace. Mr. Wainwright.
Here.
Mr. Wilson.
Here.
Dr. Petrola. Mr. Fuller.
Here.
Ms. Schaefer.
Here, and let the record reflect that the solicitor is also in attendance. Let us please stand to recite the Pledge of Allegiance together. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. At this time, we'll entertain items from the floor. This is regarding the zoning ordinance and the subdivision and land ordinance that were distributed. So if you have anything, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and talk to me for 5 minutes.
Hi, I'm Lisa Hollingsworth Segedy. I reside at 150 Lloyd Avenue here in Edgewood. And I am, in addition to being a resident, I'm a professional certified planner and have prepared about 12 zoning ordinances during my career. And just a couple of things that I wanted to point out. First of all, I noticed that there was a specific provision under household animals that excludes excludes poultry. And so I would like to see some consideration given to having a small number of laying hens for people that would like to have that in their yards. The second thing I wanted to bring up is food trucks. I noticed that the, I think it's in the subdivision and land development ordinance, it specifies that food trucks can only be held on the side streets. They can't be on the main thoroughfares and areas where they would be much more visible and get the traffic that would continue to provide that service here in the community. So I would like to ask you to reconsider that and look at some of the issues involved with that and give it fair consideration. And then the third thing I'd like to point out is I noticed that you guys have a huge, lengthy list of special conditions and conditional or special exceptions and conditional use permits. And in my experience, that puts a lot of pressure on the elected board and on the planning commission to have to hear every one of those cases, as opposed to assigning those uses to a specific district and allowing those as permitted uses. You can put conditions on any rezoning. Even if it's an allowed use or a permitted use in a district. The other thing is by considering things on a case-by-case basis, you run the risk of setting precedent and setting yourself up for a lawsuit. So I would just ask that you might go back and revisit those conditional uses and special exceptions and see if you can't assign more of those into to be uses by right in permitted districts. Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Sherry Goldstein, and I represent Square Cafe, which is located at 1137 South Braddock Avenue. And I actually wanted to talk a little bit more about the food truck. We recently got into a partnership at Square Cafe with a company that owns a food truck, and we're running it. And so many places around the city are doing food truck roundups and all kinds of events. Our neighboring communities are all doing them. And so we would like you to consider allowing us to have the food truck parked on Braddock Avenue periodically, maybe monthly, a regular Saturday or Sunday a month, just to offset some of our busy traffic and to allow some more flow on the street, which we hope will bring more business to the neighborhood. We also want to get involved in bringing the food truck to any of the community events, so down to the park for community days and, you know, if there's 4th of July events or any of that, those things. So I'm not sure what the actual ramifications of that are, but it's gotten a great response so far, and it's we really just enjoy being a part of the community, and everybody that's all they want to talk about in the cafe now is where's the food truck going to be. So I like the, if we can, you know, keep it around town, it's good for everybody. Thanks.
Anyone else?
Yeah, hi, I'm Mike Hiller. I'm not a resident of Edgewood, but I'm with the Nanaimo Run Watershed Association, and we just wanted to commend the borough on the progressive green infrastructure language that they had in the ordinances, so.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else? We're open for half an hour, so. I can respond to two of the things, issues of poultry is being considered. That was put into committee, the general government committee. It's not a part of this ordinance right now because we're doing our own due diligence and working with Mr. Pashuk, you know, to try and come up with a reasonable ordinance for council to consider.
Thank you.
With respect to the food truck, one of the concerns that we have, and once again, you know, it's up for council to consider, but one of the main complaints we've had has been the safety issue with people crossing South Braddock Avenue, not at the crosswalk, and people getting hit by cars. So of concern would be a safety concern for residents because they can't walk 100 feet to the corner to cross. So I understand what you're saying, but you know, the Civic Association and others have been here with a major concern. We did a whole street study with respect to, you know, that corridor. So that would be one of the concerns that council would consider with respect to food trucks, particularly on South Braddock Avenue. Which I know you understand. So that's, you know, sort of one of the things that we have to take also into consideration. If we could get people to walk to the corner.
Can I ask a question? Is there any, with that study you did with that corridor, we've had people hit all the time. Is there any other crosswalks going to be added in
no.
that? So that's
no.
it, it's going to remain at the light.
Right.
The top of the hill is too dangerous.
Yeah, I totally agree. Is there any other signage or encouraging ways that the council is thinking about having encouraging people to hit?
And not help.
You know, I think, we paint the crosswalks, we have the signs. I think it would be helpful, quite frankly, for the businesses in Regent Square to promote, patron safety. And, you know, a walk to the corner. We love your business. Please walk to the corner and cross safely. We'll have a seat for you. Don't rush, kind of thing. Because, you know, I mean, I go through town every morning, and, you know, people are crossing to the coffee shop or back or, you know, to Square Cafe and back. And they don't even look. And I, you know, beat my horn and shake my fist. They probably think I'm this grumpy old lady, but, you know, I...
and there are trucks and buses, and it's very difficult to see when you're in the middle of the road.
So that's really for us.
Would you suggest that go to the Civic Association?
Well, it's something that we would like to have brought to the Civic Association to partner with them on how to promote safety, because we have signage for us has specifications, but a program of, you know, we'll make sure you get a table. Because that's why people are crossing it, you know. Or for your health, you know, walk off the weight before you eat the, you know.
Wonderful.
meat lovers. You know what I mean? So something like that would be really helpful for us. But it's the safety thing. So of those two, now the special conditional uses, you know, that's something that we can discuss with the Planning Commission. They've been actively involved. As a matter of fact, I think the chair is sitting right next to you. And probably right next to a chair in front of the TV. But the Planning Commission has been, you know, as you're probably aware, intimately involved in the revisions of our ordinances. So it's something that we can discuss with them, or they might be able to share, Mr. Patrick, may be able to share the rationale for why there are conditional uses at the end of the public session.
If I may say, as the chair of the Planning Commission, all of these issues and many more were indeed discussed at great length for as long as I've been on the Planning Commission. And I've been on the Planning Commission since the day I closed up our house. So these are issues, and they're not new. Lisa's done a dozen or so ordinances, I've done about 40. They are always issues. I personally like to lean towards a leaner set of ordinances, but changing ordinances in the languages, as my friend Jim in front of me will testify, is never an easy thing to do.
It's too bad they couldn't park on Saunders against the wall to continue the curb. There's a big yellow spot across at the eyeglass place, but at the Allstate insurance place, to park right there and still have enough room for the fire truck, is what I'm thinking, ambulances, to get out that. And they're all on the same sidewalk. You know what I'm following?
That's where we would like to park.
That's what I'm saying. I heard off street, but that's
a side street, right?
But on Sanders, yeah. I think.
Which is what the ordinance says. Yeah.
Correct.
Well, I think that we actually have requested
parking on the one side.
That and got denied.
Pardon?
We did request that, maybe.
That side is the drive side where the parking sides on the other side is one way, but they're so far of yellow all the way up on by the eyeglass hut, I think there could be room for one truck there. But it's going to be a little touchy. You might need a little paint. But to keep people on the curb and not cross the street would be the whole idea of it.
Well, that might be something that we could consider and also would be still in keeping with the ordinance as it is. So that's, you know.
So we asked to be parked on Sanders at one point and got turned down for that.
Right. If I can.
Sure.
That is a separate issue than our zoning. The way that, and that's something council could consider separately, that is a problem with the way solicitation permits are worded and distributed. Our solicitation permits are essentially to regulate who can knock on your door and try to sell you something. But it says for temporary businesses as well, which is what a mobile food truck would be classified as. Solicitation permits are only issued Monday through Friday. So that was the issue with the food truck, is that I believe the request was for a Saturday, which is not how it's currently allowed. So that was part of the issue there.
And that could be considered to be done on the weekends?
Well, what I'll do following this is at the council meeting, perhaps assign looking at that to our general government committee.
That would be a great solution. And considering the opposite side of the street.
Right.
So, but all that would be, I guess the zoning ordinance touches on mobile food trucks on which streets they can be parked.
Right.
So that part of it is relevant to this public hearing.
Right. So,
I have submitted the first draft of the chicken ordinance.
Okay, wonderful.
Call for a chicken in every pot.
How many?
Not.
Well, thank you. And we, you know, we'll update at the council meeting where we are with things, so that will be helpful.
Will that, when that is ready to come before council, will that be advertised?
It's an ordinance. If it's an ordinance, then yes, it will be. According to the code.
Do we want to talk about the special exceptions and conditional use?
Sure.
Do you want to talk about that,
Jim? No, Mr. I think Lisa is an interesting point. The way our WIT process was that we talked about different uses with the Planning Commission, and in each case we said, which way do you want to handle it? Who do you want to review? Do you want to allow this as a by right use, whether there be no regulation, or would you want to attach certain restrictions? And if you do want to attach restrictions, who do you want to make a decision about that, whether it's the zoning hearing board or council? And we went through that list with the Planning Commission, each one by one, and they kind of came to a conclusion that this is how they would like to have it. They erred on the side of having more regulation and more review, because they felt there were times when things got away from them, where there wasn't review or things that were done that maybe shouldn't have been done. They thought, had there been more rigorous review, it might have been a better outcome. And so their thought was, if they weren't sure which way to go, they chose to go ahead and put it in as usually a conditional use, which would have ultimately council approved by the Planning Commission review. Having said that, there's not a lot of development going on in Edgewood. So I think it's almost more of an academic argument than it may be a practical one, because I don't think this is not place that there's a lot of existing land use that stays existing land use. And so I respect what Lisa says. I'm not sure it's that big a deal. And the Planning Commission very carefully went through every one of these and made a conscious choice on what they wanted to do with it.
Thank you.
Be careful, you've got 40% of the Planning Commission are academic planners.
I know.
and I realize too that this is primarily a built out community. And there's not a lot of development that's proposed or even envisioned, but one really bad fire could wipe out an entire block. And then all of a sudden, without having a chance to even consider, you could be hit with a lot of redevelopment as a result. And we hope that doesn't happen, especially since I'm a member of the fire department. you can't foresee every possibility for a community, and knowing that some of the communities that I've worked with in the past, and they've really overburdened the city by having a lot of special exceptions and conditional uses.
Short of a calamity, which that would be.
Yes.
What I'm hearing is that because we are a built out community for the most part, other than Parcel D, having those conditional uses really is more of an academic thing. Heaven forbid a calamity occur. But I think meeting and burdening a Planning Commission and a council with more review is going to be the least of our worries at that point.
Sure.
the priority of what am I going to worry, lose sleep about tonight?
We're going to have to meet more than 3 times a year.
You just may. You know. That's why you make the big bucks.
I know. I'm putting in for double salary.
So are we. Well, at 7:25, I will call for a 5-minute recess, and then we can...
I'm sorry. I have 2 questions.
Yes.
The proposed heavy industrial zone with Rankin, how does that work? And what I mean by that is, we don't know whether they will accept that.
Right.
And so what is the proceed with our ordinance irrespective of whether they do accept that. Is that correct?
That's my recommendation. The feeling is, we're not a solicitor, so obviously we would seek your opinion, but the feeling is that the multi-municipal plan that was adopted by all three ordinances specifically indicates that the industrial uses, the manufacturing, would go on in Rankin. So I know that's not a regulatory document, but it sets the tone of the intent of the three communities while adopted that plan was to do that. And we feel that we can hang our hat on that. We just wanted to go the extra step and have a memorandum of understanding between us and Rankin. So there would be no question whatsoever. But we feel that we do have that protection because of the multi-municipal.
Okay, so I have been contacted by the Rankin solicitor and we discussed the memorandum of understanding, but I don't know where that sits. So
I've heard recently from the members of Rankin that after your discussion with our solicitor, they were planning to move forward with it. Has not yet been passed by the Rankin Council, but they have every intention to pass the memorandum of understanding.
Okay, and this has to do sort of with special exceptions versus variances. I'm looking at the letter that you received from the county, and there was one comment that they made that you disagreed with, which was number 28. Which has to do with off-street parking, and you said, as I understand it, that the off-street parking issues can be handled through the special exception process as opposed to the variance process. So, I mean, special exceptions was brought up, so just talk about that for a second, if you don't mind.
This was number
20,
did you say?
28.
We were hearing when we talked again, we went through each aspect of the ordinance and asked the Planning Commission their preferences in terms of how something should be reviewed and approved. And when it came to the off-street parking, the feeling was that historically there had been some problems with variances that were approved that they felt did not enhance the community. They felt that this extra level of review at the Planning Commission would be beneficial. And I don't know that you can always have the members that you have an extraordinarily learned Planning Commission. And we felt that that was an asset that we wanted to take advantage of at this point in time.
I will reinforce what Jim just said. Such things, but more that the general discussion that we had throughout all the meetings and even the meetings that led up to the formal review process before Jim was brought on board were that we wanted to have a say. We wanted to be actively engaged in the decision-making process, taking to heart the charge that we have of being advisory to the Borough Council. And we didn't want him, believe me, I will lead with my wife, the certified planner. Of course, I'm in college, fellows of certified planners, but I will lead that charge that I don't like special exceptions, but I do like the notion of a committee of citizens have a true say, almost taking on the role of a design review board, which you didn't hear those words come out of my mouth, but being involved in a decision-making process. Or so that we can pass on an informed piece of advice to the council.
The only thought that I have on that topic would be that, of course, the special exception process goes before the zoning hearing board, not before the planning commission. Does that make any difference?
We wanted one step of discussion in between the petitioner and the council.
So that is appropriately before the zoning hearing board, not planning commission and borough council.
It depends on the specific nature of what's being brought forward, but yes. We want to make sure that that's my comment. Yeah. You just wanted a point of advice. Yeah. And we also, another thing is we would like us to be, and this is something that we've been discussing since I've been on the planning commission, is we would like to be a planning commission, not a reacting commission. That we would like to be more actively involved in actually being proactive rather than just reactive. That's the green ordinances.
All right, it is 7:27. Does anyone else have any comment that they want to share with council at this time? Can I have a motion to adjourn the public
meeting? I move to adjourn the public meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? Then the public hearing is adjourned, and there'll be a 3 to 5 minute break. And then we'll have the council meeting. So thank you all very much for attending. You can stay for the council meeting. It's always exciting.